Those words of St. John, "Behold the Lamb of God," are filled with meaning. But what they don't mean is, like, the Lamb that John refers to is not like a soft, cuddly, warm animal. It's not the it's not the humility of the Lamb that John is referring to, though Jesus Christ was humble. When he calls him the Lamb of God, he's saying that he's destined to be sacrificed. He's going to be the sin offering for Israel, the victim. He's the Lamb of slaughter. Like, to the first century Jewish mind, Lamb of God meant Paschal Lamb. And the Paschal Lamb was sacrificed at Passover, because at the first Passover, the blood of this lamb on the doorpost would cause the angel of death to pass over the homes of the Israelites. Okay. So Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of all the Old Testament sacrifices. The words Lamb of God are really a prophecy of his passion, as well as the recognition that he is the fulfillment of all the Old Testament symbols, the symbolic sacrifices. So Jesus is the is ultimately that lamb of slaughter, the sin offering for Israel. The blood of lambs, bulls, goats could never take away sins. This is the real Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And the logic of sacrifice is that some part of creation is returned to God to express a desire for union with God. They say there is no communion without sacrifice. That's one of the Old Testament principles. There's no communion without sacrifice. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. And the external sacrifices in the Old Testament were always a symbol of an internal disposition on behalf of the person offering the sacrifice. Like, it's as if they were saying, what is happening to this animal should be happening to me because of my sins. So in the temple was kind of a combination of a slaughterhouse and a barbecue pit. Okay, they would kill the animals, and then they would burn them in sacrifice. But like we say, all the bulls, goats, lambs in the world could never take away anyone's sins. Jesus is the definitive sacrifice which reconciles God and man. Okay. He's the Lamb of God who reconciles divinity and humanity. It's in his sacrifice that sin is forgiven, sin is resolved. In him we find salvation. So the temple is no longer the place of sacrifice. John leads people away from the temple and away from that sacrifice. Jesus sacrificed himself in order to twist humanity back into shape so that we could obey God with his obedience. His death on the cross enables us to unite, to untwist ourselves and to unite ourselves with his amen to the Father's will. And like we say, we participate in his sacrifice. Like, he's both priest and victim. Priest, in the Old Testament, the Levitical group, the priest was from the tribe of Levi, and they would offer animal sacrifices. So the priest and the sacrifice were separate. But in Jesus Christ, the priest and the victim are the same. Jesus Christ is both priest, the one who offers sacrifice, and he's also the victim, the one who is offered in sacrifice. Fulton Sheen said that we cannot insist on the dignity of the priesthood without also insisting on the indignity of its victimhood. St. Andrew kind of recognized that principle he has this prayer to the Blessed Cross. He says, O Blessed Cross, made beautiful by the limbs of Christ, receive me into thy arms and present me to my Master, that he who redeemed me through thee may now accept me from thee. Blessed Kateri Tekakwitha, shortly after her death, appeared to one of her catechists, and she said, Behold the cross, this cross which I so loved during my life, it is now my glory. Oh, if I could make everyone love the cross, to love the victimhood of Christ, his priesthood as well as his victimhood. We share in that role of offering ourselves in union with his priesthood and victimhood. Very often pain can turn us in on ourselves. It can lead us away from compassion toward others. But our Lord shows us that at the moment of his greatest victory, his greatest triumph was on the cross. In giving himself, and we also enter into his self-giving love, self-sacrificing love. Another word for love is self-sacrifice. Like while sin isolates us from God, well, suffering unites us to him. It doesn't separate us from him, but it draws us up into his amen, his yes to God. Kind of the paradox is that Jesus Christ is the Lion of Judah. The Lion of the tribe of Judah represents his divinity, his omnipotence. But he comes as a lamb, and the lamb is the symbol of meekness. Meekness means, even when provoked, to remain patient, not to strike back. Okay. So on the cross, he shows us he reveals his perfect priesthood as well as his victimhood. And so we see, like we say, the fulfillment of the Old Testament as well as the prophecy of his death and resurrection. And so what unites us to him in this life is his victimhood. To unite ourselves to his sacrifice, that we might also be united with him in his resurrection and in his glory.